You know, when Paul was writing the Corinthian epistle, he wrote one of the most incredible chapters in chapter 9. Chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians strengthened me in going to the ministry as a teenage boy and changed my life entirely. And one of the things he says at the very end of it is that he said, you know, when I preach to others, I don't want to be a castaway. That's my great fear. Now, was there any chance God was going to cast Paul away after a life of preaching? There was no chance. But he kept that sobriety before him in everything he worked out. When those prophetesses in that church lovingly and in sincerity came to him and said, you know, God has shown us you are going to go to jail and cost you your life if you go to Jerusalem. He walked away. He heard what they said. And he said, now, God, what have you been working in me through this whole thing? God, for months, maybe years, you've been dealing with me about Jerusalem. And now I've got to be honest to this thing and follow through. I recall back, I'm going to 68 again, when it was time for me to come to the United States of America, I had no money to come. I had no plane tickets yet. I hadn't been approved by the school, and I didn't have my release from the army. And I went to, and my friend Roger, the same one who didn't ever get to the ministry, he had everything and was ready to go. And I had nothing. And just a couple of weeks before, our church was so embarrassed by the fact that I had nothing and it was common talk that it was their custom on Sunday night before you left to announce that the next Sunday night is your last Sunday night and he's going to get up and say something that didn't even announce it. And I went to see Mr. Reverend Earl McAllister, who is now dead. And I said, sir, I need some help about the will of God. I need to know the will of God. And I told him my story. I said, you know, God's been leading me this direction for 2 years now. And this is the time to go. And I told him my situation. I said, what should I do? He said, young Freddie, excuse him calling me that. Feel free not to call me it. He said, Freddie, I can't tell you what the will of God is. I don't have a clue. That's your business between you and God. But I can tell you this. God will not lead you up the garden path and drop you. He didn't have to give me any explanation. I didn't need a thesis. I left his house, got on my motorcycle, went home and fell on my face and said, dear God, you've been leading me in this direction, working it in, and now it's up to me to work it out. So I fell on my face before God. I said, I better start on my face in prayer. I said, God, what's going on? I've got nothing going for me. Sounds like a story repeated. And I can hear, I can recall it. Hey, this was August of 1968. I can remember it as like it happened right now. God said to me, well, he said, you remember Job? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, the devil's standing right here saying you're going to quit and lose faith. I said, you're kidding. He didn't respond. I said, well, Lord, here's what I have to say about that. Hold it out till the last minute. Let him sweat, because I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, and give it in your good time. And I got up and walked off as a 21-year-old boy and never gave it a second thought. And he worked every miracle for me to the last day I had it all. Now, what's the point I'm making? God had taken over a 3-year period of time many circumstances and dealings in my life to lead me in a certain direction. And he then, in time of trial and temptation, expected me to work it out and in the working of it out, honor what he had worked in. Yeah, I could have said, well, I'll work it out, Lord, this is done. The preacher's wife said, you're going to bring shame and disgrace on Christianity, young Fred. Lord, I must be wrong. I must have made a mistake. It must have been a bad decision last winter when I'd made the decision to go to the mission field. It must have been wrong. You know, I could have just torn down everything God taught me and did for me over the last 3 years and said I was wrong. I must have blown this. I must not have heard that. I must have gone wrong here. And by the time I'm finished, I'd have had no faith, a ton of confusion, and I wouldn't be in the ministry today. I had to, in fear and trembling, not because I was afraid of God. Boy, I'm not afraid of God. You only have to be afraid of God if you did something wrong. And you won't repent. But in fear and trembling, I said, my God, you've worked something in me. And now I'm going to work this thing out. And you work it out by honoring the word of God and honoring your conscience and proceeding by faith.